I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord,
and
praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel his power, power.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. Mark 16. And verse 2. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? They were bothered, asking questions. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. There are certain obstacles in your life that you can't handle on your own. There must be a God factor. They were questioning, how can this stone be rolled away? Before they knew it, it was off. That's how I came to announce to you that before this service will be over, as you're hearing this message, even on tape, on television, that concern of yours shall become a testimony. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In verse 6, and he said unto them, be not affrighted, for ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Show me after this anointing. I will not be found where I used to be. My position must change. If Jesus' position changed, then mine will also change. Because as the Father sent him, so he sent me. If resurrection by the anointing of the Holy Ghost change his position, then mine must change. From failure to success, from sickness to health, from barrenness to fruitfulness, from poverty to riches, from disappointment to appointments, from loss to recovery. Amen. He said, when the Lord turned again our captivity. So captivity can be turned. Psalm 126 verse 1. Every captivity is turnable. He said, when the Lord, there's a God factor that turns situations. When the Lord, not if the Lord, when. So he's sure that things must turn around for you. But here is truth. If you want God to turn your captivity, then you must have a relationship with him. Because if God be for you, no devil can be against you. Let the entire world be against you, you will still succeed. Said, if God be for us, who can be against us? But God cannot be for you until you are sold out to him. Until it takes its place in your life, your own place is not secured. Without God, there's a limit you can go. He said the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. So don't ever ignore God in the affairs of life. So anointing cannot work without a God factor. How God anointed Jesus. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. So tell someone there's a God factor when it comes to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Have you not heard, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Say, I'll be sold out. Say like a child of God. Say it and mean it. Before the anointing, God wants your heart to go after him. I'll tell you something. If your heart is not after God, the anointing can destroy you. It's a man whose heart is for God, the anointing can lift and preserve. God anointed Saul, but he became so proud. Hope you know that. God anointed David, but I said David was a man after God's heart. So anointing has two sides. You can be anointed and your status change overnight, and you become over arrogant. I've not seen Christians who are very fervent, and all of a sudden one blessing, it gets into their head. And the same man is destroyed at the end of the day. So God said, you want to be anointed? He said, my son, give me your heart. So the heart before the oil. You are going to pray, oh Lord, my heart will pant after you. Proverbs 23, verse 26. He said, my son, give me thy heart. Because if your heart is in God, nothing will move you. Are you getting what I'm saying here? But if your heart is not there, you can be anointed and then God will even regret anointing you. There are some people, one small appointment, they disappoint God. Small local government chairman. They don't come to church anymore. So it's not the anointing that is God's problem. God's major challenge is whether your heart will be with him when you are anointed. Is somebody get what I'm saying here? Lord, before the anointing, my heart goes after you. Whatever will make me turn my back against you, take it away from me. Is somebody get what I'm saying? God lifting you has no problem. He can change your story within the next 2 minutes. Yesterday, Joseph was a prisoner. The next day, he was a prime minister. So God does not take a century to change your story. But Lord, my heart goes after you. Anything that will move my heart away from you, take it off my way. So I don't get blessed with $1 billion and all of a sudden you are mad. You are just crazy. They tell the church, is a church what? I'm not talking about church. No, I don't go to church anymore. Are you ready to pray that prayer? My son, give me the heart. Are you going to give your heart to him? That's the foundation for the anointing. My son, give me your heart. Not my son, give me your money first. You can give me money and your heart may not be there. Lord, my heart comes, pants after you. From today, anything that will take me off you, take it off my way. Are you ready to pray that prayer sincerely? Pray that prayer for yourself in the name of Jesus. My heart after you. My heart after you. I dedicate my heart. Whatever is competing with your place in my life, let it be displaced. My heart after you. My heart after you. I give you my heart, I give you my soul. My heart after you. Let my heart after you. Whatever will take your place, let it be displaced. Blessed be your name, mighty God. In the precious name of Jesus, whatever wants to compete with God may be displaced in your heart. If you believe that, say amen to that. What happens when you are anointed? David was keeping sheep. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, he said, when David was anointed with oil, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. What was poured on David was oil, but the Spirit of God came upon David. The anointing is a medium through which the Holy Ghost is invoked to intervene in the affairs of men. There's only one Spirit. Ephesians 4:4, there are no two Holy Ghosts. We have only one Holy Ghost. He communicates the personality of the Spirit of God for a direct intervention in your life. That's why I know today, whatever is making your life not to be colorful, whatever has enslaved your destiny, as you are anointed this day, not tomorrow, that slavery will come to an end.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise. Walking in the Anointing. The Wonders of Wisdom. Secrets of Generational Impact. The Prize for Power. And a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power. Now hear this. Say to someone, you need him. Say it like one more. Say it one more time. You know why you need him? The Almighty God needed him at creation. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, and God created the heavens and the earth. And darkness all of a sudden came upon the face of the deep. Who brought darkness? Satan. The Almighty God created a beautiful earth, beautiful heaven. All of a sudden, darkness, Genesis 1, 1 to 3, darkness came, and God did something. In verse 2, the Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. What God did was to introduce his Holy Spirit, and he began to push away. And God, the earth was without form and void, shapeless, formless, nothing in it. Just imagine a picture of chaos. A picture where there was no beauty. But the Holy Ghost brought beauty out of nothing. When he came on display, God now spoke, let there be light. And there was light. So every time the Holy Ghost combines with the word, a manifestation is sure. He moved. And God spoke, which is the word. Combination of the two gave birth to light. Now hear this. Everything that will be said today, as you believe God's word, Just as it was in Genesis chapter 1, so shall it be in your life. God used him to move. And he's the one here. How many know he's here? How many know he's here already? How many know he's here wherever you're watching from? Whether you're watching on the internet, anywhere, he's there already. So when he moves, darkness must go. Everything that has not allowed your beauty to emerge is darkness. Is what? It's darkness. Satan operates in the dark. Whatever is trying to struggle with you is darkness. But God introduced him. He didn't struggle with darkness. He just introduced him. And when he came, darkness left. That is, it's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. Where thou this mountain before you, you shall become a plain. When he comes, mountains are leveled. When he comes, you don't push mountains. Mountains are given off. They just go out on the way. That's why this service will mark the end of that obstacle confronting you in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, darkness will leave. Look at someone and say to the person, darkness will leave. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I believe, I've declared, and that settles it. If in Genesis 1, darkness left, I'm declaring now, every darkness before me shall give way. And God said, let there be light. So declare, my beauty will emerge. Say like a child of God, my glory will emerge. Everything I declare today, according to God's word, they will all come to pass. Because when God said, let there be light, there was light. So when I say it, I will have it by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's not by might, it's not by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now hear this and hear me very well. The world have about 7 billion people today. And it will take a supernatural shift to move you to limelight in the midst of wicked world. For you to have an identity, you need something beyond your human strength. One day, a man was wandering, looking for a lost ass in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10. This man was looking for his lost ass as a wanderer. As a what? He was wandering. 1 Samuel, I'm going to use that as a key scripture, so turn to it. 1 Samuel, I'll read, and then I'll begin to use it to minister. And Samuel, verse 1, took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When someone is a captain, is a man in charge. Don't allow anything bother you. Now hear this. Whatever is trying to give you concern is for a testimony. Can I tell you? If there was no dead of Lazarus, there wouldn't have been a resurrection of Lazarus. Most times, certain things happen because God wants to bring forth his power. God cannot display his power without a challenge. If there was no Pharaoh, there wouldn't have been a transfer of wealth. So that it happened and it's for a testimony. Can your amen be strong? Nothing should bother you. Nothing should what? Because God, they told Jesus, our friend Lazarus is dead. He said, forget it. It's for the glory of God. Hello. Every challenge is for a testimony. There cannot be triumph without a trial. There cannot be a testimony without a test. Hello. Is somebody get what I'm saying? Challenges are for testimonies. So don't allow them to bother you at all. Just smile. See, there's no temptation which is coming unto everything God has also made aware of. Escape. That's why I learned this service for you. Because nothing takes God unawares. That today, everything about you shall change. You see, he has anointed him to be a captain. Are you there? Verse 1. A captain is a man in authority. Anointing makes you a captain instead of a captive. A captain is a man who issues decrees and he gives orders and they carry it out. Even the devil obeys your word. That's why after today, every word you utter shall be carried out as you utter it. Let your amen be the loudest. Say to someone, I'm talking as a captain. Not as a captive. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Saul was wandering, but when he was anointed, a wanderer became a wonder. A wonder became what? He didn't begin to be a king. And if God did for one, he would do it better for you because you're in a better covenant. We're in a New Testament. So if Saul in the Old Testament will be wanted and anointed, will change his status. You're in a better covenant. That thing that makes you wonder from pillar to post has ended today. But look at verse 2 of that same 1 Samuel chapter 10. When thou departed from me, when? Are you looking at your Bible at all? Not tomorrow. Then shall thou find two men by Rachel Sabolka and the brother of Benjamin and Ziza. They will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are what? He was looking for his asses. They were lost. Some of you have lost businesses. Have lost even your marriage. I've lost money. But before after that, I said, by the time you are through with you, they will tell you they are found. So the anointing brings supernatural recovery. Say to someone, everything I've lost will be recovered today. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God. It's the Holy Ghost that brought Jesus back to life. He lost his life, but he brought it back through him. Everything you see that happens, happens from old and new. Saul lost his asses. He brought the asses back. Saul did not go looking for them. The asses were found by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Everything you have lost, not tomorrow, you are getting them back now. And can I tell you something? When God recovers, he does not recover onefold. He recovers. Amen. Say to me today. Say to the Almighty today. I shall recover. All that I have lost. If God did it in first time, at that 10 verse 2. It's not a man that he should lie. I will recover whatever I have lost. Peter lost a whole night having no business. By the morning, he didn't recover double. He recovered in a way that the boat began to sink. The next breakthrough you have after now, what you lost cannot be compared to it. Let your amen be the strongest. In the name of Jesus.
Coming up on this episode.
Stagnation shall be. That ministry will grow. The work will grow. Your business will grow. Your finance will grow. Your life will grow. Even your womb that has been stagnated, if you want pregnancy, will grow. The babies will grow. Everything about you will go forward. Even the academics, you will go forward. You will go forward.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
For life services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.